Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. When you hear this radio commentary, we will have a new president. President Joe Biden will face a long and difficult list of challenges. Topping the list will be the coronavirus and a $1.9 trillion stimulus to lift our economy. And that huge spending bill has not passed the Congress yet and probably will be changed some. The primary objective is to help low-income people. It includes an extension of a 15% increase in food stamps. And we approved in December a $600 check for adults. Well, Biden's plan would hand out another $1,400 of money. According to the Wall Street Journal, this spending would cut the poverty rate from 12.6% down to 9%, and the number of children in poverty would drop by half. If we get control of the virus with the vaccine as expected, our economy would be ready to take off. And Goldman Sachs forecast our economy to grow 6.6% this year. Unemployment could drop to 4.8%. That's a very exciting forecast, but doesn't assume that it would be free. We will have to borrow that $1.9 trillion, and the government debt has already exploded up to $7 trillion in the last 4 years to $21 trillion. One good thing that may not always be the case is that interest rates are really low. It doesn't cost so much to borrow money if interest is less than 2%, but it might not stay that low. I remember in the 1980s, we paid 16 or 18%. That was terrible. Thousands of farms and businesses went broke. As much as we need to be concerned about our level of debt, we still need to fight our way through this global pandemic recession. And here's where U.S. stands relative to other nations. Last year, our gross domestic product fell by 4.3%. But compared to other countries, we didn't do so bad. Japan, Brazil, Germany, Canada, France, and the U.K., they all did worse than the United States. Better than the United States was South Korea, down only 2%. And China wasn't down at all. Their economy grew by 2.3%. There's a pretty broad agreement that we need another stimulus package. But how big should it be? How much can we afford? And that's the question. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.